So now down on the lower side, which would be the Clearwater Drive. And I tried to think of how it might obstruct any kind of view. And this one sits down below because of that retaining wall. But I'll let the applicant add anything to that and turn it over to them.
Hi, good evening. I'm Curtis Day. I own that property. My wife and I, bought this property thinking that we'd like to retire there. And it's an old house, of course, and you don't have any covered garage. So we're just wanting a garage out front to park our cars and stuff in. And it's in the Waterscape subdivision. The Morning Dove Lane there, that's a dead end road. So there's not much traffic through there. And then the wall there would be the back edge of the building, the concrete wall.
Okay. Did you say that measurement from the southwest corner was about 25 feet from the road? There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. You guys have any questions? Okay.
All right. That's good. Thank you.
Is there anybody else would like to speak on behalf of this project? This variance? Anybody speaking opposed? Opposition? Okay, we'll close it for discussion.
I think with the shape of the lot and the fact that is asking for the 6-foot variance, but the fact is that we're 25 feet from the road. It's a dead end road. I don't see that there would be a safety issue with doing that. Also saying that would be the closest corner to the road. The other corner of the building is going to be more like 40 feet.
Yeah.
With the shape of the lot, I don't see any other options that he would have. I would not be opposed to it.
Okay. Anybody else have any thoughts or questions?
I agree. My guess is if the front door were reversed, it probably would meet the setbacks, right? If that were the back and the front were on the other side?
Yes, 5 feet
yeah.
from the back. You're correct.
You're going to have normal setbacks even with the variance because of where the roads were.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think that road makes a big difference in my head. Yeah.
Well, based on safety, where the cars have to park now, it looks like cars would be further off the street in the garage than they would be parked in front of the house. So. Okay. That being said, does anybody would like to make a motion on this?
Yeah, I would make a motion to approve the variance from the west for a 6-foot setback on
005.
Yeah. 2024-005B for the 6-foot setback. The variance on the shop building.
I'd second that motion.
All right. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? All right.
Okay. Next step is a building permit with Presley.
Okay.
But you'll just come double check it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's all we have for tonight's variances. Scott, do you have any old or new business?
I do not.
What about
the only thing is that we do not have an application for next month. So
did we not, at our last meeting, forward to commissioners for approval some changes to our bylaws? Or did we change the voting requirements from 3 to 4 and 4 to 5? Did that get approved?
I don't think we sent it to them, now that you mention it. You know why?
We just had to vote on it ourselves. It didn't have to go to them.
Well, I'll have to check that out. I have a whole bunch of amendments coming to them in May for the zoning regulations. So maybe in my mind, I was just thinking we just do all those
at the same time.
that's still out there.
I'm glad you said something.
Okay.
Well, I think we. Yeah, I'm not going to.
Yeah, so
with that being handled, then anybody like to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second?